Thailand's construction industry. Professional associations play a key role in dialogue and creating initiatives with the Thai government. The Thai Contractor Association, Thai Construction Industry Association, Association of Siamese Architects, and the Consulting Engineers Association of Thailand are some of the notable organizations in the industry which supply information to the market and provide regulations and guidance to professionals and tradespeople. They are also focused on adherence to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, reducing poverty and providing decent work and economic growth. These associations collaborate with institutions such as UNICEF Thailand to enhance protection of children in or related to the construction industry. As per global developments, Thailand's construction industry seeks to promote new technologies such as building information modelling to optimise processes. These types of improvements will theoretically assist in cost savings for the Thai government, which continues to allocate funds and promote infrastructure projects such as the Bangkok SkyTrain and underground systems, extensions and improvements to highways, new railway routes, deep sea ports, refurbishment and new airport projects. Public sector projects were estimated to contribute 815 billion Thai baht and private projects 560 billion Thai baht to the construction sector growth respectively in 2019. Thailand's construction industry scores highly for infrastructure in the Global Competitiveness Report of the World Economic Forum, and it was ranked 32nd in the world and 2nd in Asia in the World Bank's Logistics Performance Index. The industry has been challenged with labour management and shortage issues, and notwithstanding the efforts of government and associations, poor practices continue and fortunately attract external observational criticism. Migrant labour workers are still exposed to inadequate living conditions, poor sanitation, lack of access to potable water, and society excludes them from support networks, which will place women and children at major risk to domestic violence, and all workers at risk to depression, drug and alcohol abuse, and other health issues. Reports continue of exploitation and lack of enforcement of rules, which were designed to safeguard the workforce. However, UNICEF has created a pioneer program and enlisted designated companies to set global standards of care for its workforce, and initiatives and momentum continue to try and improve the weaknesses in the system. Contract negotiations, contract management system design, regulatory opinions and interpretations, labour law advice, financial guarantee due diligence and implementation, dispute mitigation processes, and dispute resolution assistance are the fundamental inputs of the legal community into the Thai construction sector. In the low to mid-market segment, the patchwork attention to contractual and corporate structural rigour results in busy calendars for lawyers. In challenging economic times, calling on guarantees, testing contracts for calling for payment of debts and compensation become critical parts of an enterprise's activities to avoid total write-offs on project investments.